You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Startups to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. I'm so excited to have Dr. Jane Greer back on our amazing show. She also has a great, great episode, radio show as well. So if you haven't checked it out, you definitely need to check out Shrink Wrap with Dr. Greer. So if you have not heard any of our prior episodes, Dr. Greer is a marriage and family therapist, sex expert, author, radio host, and creator of the popular celebrity sex and relationship commentary, Shrink Wrap. She discusses what we can learn from the trials and triumphs of celebrity relationships and much more. Today on the podcast, we are so excited to discuss all things how to revive chivalry in this Valentine's Day, how to have a cool date online for long distance dating, why going out for Valentine's dinner is overrated, and five things you can do every day to increase your intimacy, not only on Valentine's Day. So we are so excited to have Dr. Greer. Stay tuned for this fabulous chick. All right, everybody, I officially have Dr. Jane Greer back on the line. Hi, Dr. Greer. How are you today?
Thank you. It's wonderful to be back. How are you doing?
Good. It's always fabulous to have you, and I'm so excited, as I was even saying 2 seconds before we went on air, that what a perfect time to have you on our show, as you are the relationship doctor. So I want to totally discuss all things Valentine's Day, and I know you have really, really awesome topics that you want to discuss. So the first one I definitely want to hone in on is how to revive chivalry. Is that how you even pronounce it? I never know how to pronounce it this Valentine's Day.
Chivalry. Yep,
yeah.
That's it.
So what are your tips on how to revive it this Valentine's Day?
Well, you know, if people hear the word, it's a big word, and in fact, it can start with very small gestures, very small behaviors. Something as simple as a kiss hello, a kiss goodbye, verbally expressing thank you, that was nice, I appreciated you thinking about me, thank you for doing that for me, thank you for remembering, a hug hello, or when your partner is over at the sink or picking something up on the couch from one of the kids' toys, go over and just put your arm around them or put your arm on their shoulder and touch them and let them know that you care and that you love them. These simple gestures are so packed with intense energy and love and caring that it really makes people feel that their partner is really being chivalrous towards them.
I totally agree, because gifts can only go so far. They're great for the second that you open it. I mean, maybe for a little while, but I think the importance of the small things go much further.
Definitely. You know, because, look, let's not dismiss the importance of a gift and how special it can make you feel, not only in the moment, but then it has longevity. You have the gift. It brings back the loving feelings. He thought about me. He went and he got this. I feel special. So those are wonderful. I mean, you know, the right gift, or the gift that says, I really took the time to think about you. I want you to be happy. I knew you would love this. All marvelous.
Totally.
With that said, you know, chivalry is something that is more on a behavioral level and has continuity and is ongoing, that it demonstrates that your partner is being thoughtful, considerate, and caring about you in your day-to-day life, in the fabric of your life, where there's so much, you know, so many speed bumps that happen on any given day, that when you get that little extra nourishment and that sign of love, it makes all the difference.
What is something that lights up Dr. Greer? What is something that you enjoy that's a little form of chivalry?
Something that I enjoy that's a form of chivalry? Well, I'm very lucky. My husband will bring me coffee in the morning, and
cute.
I find that totally chivalrous. It's just, I feel so devoted, such devotion, and he's so caring, and he knows exactly how I like it, and he brings it to me in the morning. He makes his own cup. He gets up before me and has his coffee, and then, you know, says, when are you ready for your coffee? And so even though we're not sitting down at the table and having coffee together, we're having coffee together.
Right, right. That's adorable. You know. I love it. How does Dr. Jane Greer like her coffee? Tell.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because anybody, all the people at the coffee place where I go to get my cappuccino on occasionally on days know that I like it very light and very hot. Every restaurant that I go to, they bring the coffee cup back and they say, all right, careful, don't touch it, you'll burn your hands. And they give me napkins because, to me, if the coffee's not hot, what's the point?
Agreed.
I mean, what's the point, right?
Right.
If it gets cold, like sometimes I'm working late and I have a cup of coffee that I'm stretching out over, you know, several patients, it's going to go a couple of hours. And I don't mind it when it's gone cold or it's like completely kind of lukewarm on its way to iced coffee. That works fine for me because it's transitioning.
But right.
If it starts off like that, forget it.
You're so funny. Well, now we know the Dr. Jane Greer secret coffee. Love it.
And, you know, thank you. You know what so I always find so fascinating, though, and it's such a great point, is that when I go into the coffee shop, you go anywhere, go to Dunkin' Donuts, go to Starbucks, go to any espresso shop in your neighborhood, and stand online, and I am fascinated and find it so intriguing by the way people order their coffee.
Me too. Because, that's why I asked.
It's just like, all right, I'll have my coffee dark. I'll have my coffee 2 sugars, 3 creams. I'll have my coffee no cream, you know, no sugar, but make it a tall one. I listen to it. Everybody has their preferences, and that's the point. And so, you know, circling back to my coffee in the morning, when your partner knows your preferences, you know, there's nothing more upsetting than when somebody tries to do something for you but doesn't pay attention to who you are, what you like. I hear this with my couples all the time, that, you know, that he went to the store to pick up the milk, but I've made the cake a million times and I only use whole milk, and he brought me skim milk and I can't use it. It's like a nod to the gesture, but the thought didn't go fully into it.
Right.
So knowing what is needed and paying attention to the small print is really what chivalry is about, and it makes all the difference in the world.
I love it. No, these are such important things. Thank you for sharing that. Really cool.
You are welcome.
So why do you think, I mean, I'm excited to chat about this, but I would love to discuss on why going out for Valentine's Day is overrated.
Oh, boy, because any restaurant that you like, if you're there on Valentine's Day, they're going to be crowded and they're going to be packed and the service is going to be fast and the food is going to be hurried, and it's just not going to be the same kind of dining experience that you have if you're there on an ordinary Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, whatever night you go out.
Right.
They just can't give you the kind of focused attention and attention to detail and you know, people, again, like we were saying before, there are preferences. So you want your meat rare, or you want it cooked, and it comes out too rare, or it comes out too cooked. They don't have the time to go back to get it right. So you run the risk of not necessarily enjoying the food and the experience as much as you would. And then the other part of that is, because it's Valentine's Day, it gets packaged into all these expectations of it being a great meal, a great experience, a great date. And because there are so many things that are likely to not live up to those expectations, instead of just having a nice time together to celebrate being with one another, it's easy to come away feeling disappointed and like, oh, that was a bad meal.
Right.
Why do we go there?
No, such good points. And also, they always upsell a lot of things. They have special menus some places. They do, you know, that's just part of being a holiday, right?
Exactly. And you know, just what you're saying, that when they have their special menus, you do not have the opportunity to really choose what's going to really make you happy and be tasteful to you and pleasurable to you.
Right. What do you find a lot of people now, because obviously you're so involved in this area of work, but what do a lot of people now do at home? How can you spice it up at home?
Oh, well, you know, now with Netflix and Amazon
True.
Prime, You know, you don't have to leave your house to go to see the quality, top-rated movies that are going to be Oscar contenders in just, you know, a couple of weeks. You can plan, you know, to go out on a date and not have to spend the kind of money to get to a theater and get there. Instead of having to get dressed and trudge in inclement weather or whatever, you can wear something soft and sexy at home. And, you know, whether it's popcorn or whether it's pizza in and a bottle of wine, I mean, you can really individualize it to what would be a celebratory experience for you. Some people would say we're ordering a pizza. Some would say we're having Chinese food. Some would say I'm cooking you your favorite meal. You know, it varies. But anything that personalizes it to you as a couple so you really feel the we of the evening.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I love it. I love the insight. Do you have a favorite Netflix? Are you and your husband on to any shows right now?
Wait, I'm sorry. Are we on any what?
Are you guys on to any seasons of shows that are your favorites right now for Netflix?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We we have, well, there's one show that we like. Actually, we love it. And I'm so grateful because it's the only show that we actually have in common. And it's Blue Bloods.
Oh, I love that show, too.
Is that the best show on television? It is so riveting. The scripts and the themes are so compelling. The actors and the actresses are terrific. And it's really good drama. Now, my husband is also a therapist. So I, of course, love all the drama shows. Grey's Anatomy, you know.
Law and Order. I love Law and Order.
Chicago PD. I love all those shows. Right. And, you know, he says, it's just drama. He's political. And I just reach a point where I say, I can't watch another talking head show whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So we very often, I get my shows in when I'm exercising. I get to watch the shows that I like to catch up because we don't really have a lot of shows that are in common, but we kind of balance the ones we do or we watch movies.
See, but that's positive. You're showing also another really important part of a relationship, the balance, finding a neutral way to make it work for the both of you, right?
Exactly. And you know what? You have to do that. It's funny. Yeah. He'll say to me sometimes, what do we have to watch on television? And I look and I say, well, you have nothing.
Oh, my God. So
but
funny.
I have five shows.
Right.
Chicago Med. And, oh, by the way, I love all the talent shows, which he just can't be bothered with at all. You know, so America's Got Talent and, you know, The Best in the World and American Idol. Those shows just make me so happy. And he could care less. So, you know, I do a lot of watching television, again, like I say, when I'm exercising, when he's not around, when he's working somewhere, and that's how I stay caught up.
That's awesome. Whatever. Great, great insight and great advice. I love all those shows, too. They're all really good.
Aren't they fun? I mean, you know, I just find it so exhilarating to watch people who have talent put themselves out there, deal with the anxiety and the nerves that go along with performing and handling judgment and being judged and being criticized and having the tenacity and developing the resilience to keep going into, you know, all these shows they keep saying, all right, that's great, but now what are you going to do?
Right.
It's like not enough to pull the rabbit out of a hat. It's got to be like you got to pull the rabbit, six bunnies, you know.
Right. It gets more extravagant each time almost. It's hysterical.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And these people are so devoted and dedicated and committed, and I marvel at their stamina and their resilience, and particularly the talent is just really phenomenal, and I truly enjoy it.
No, I totally do too. Great, great input, and I love the shows you're watching because I'm watching all of those on a regular basis too. I feel like I watch more than my husband too, but he ends up, does your husband ever end up watching them with you though, just because it's on and he's hanging out with you?
You know, actually, the only show I've been able to get him to start watching with me at the same time by default, my new favorite show is Comics Unleashed.
Ooh,
and
I
it's on
that.
At 12. Oh, it's fantastic. Byron Allen, it's on every night on Channel 2 at, I think, 12:30. So I tape it. And he's got four comedians sitting around, and they just, you know, he throws them questions, and they just do their routines. They just do their bit. But he's got all these terrific comics. So you get to learn and see, you know, who the comedians are out there. So if you want to go to a comedy club or you want to tune into their work, you know, on Netflix or whatever. But he he doesn't love it, but when I watch it, because I watch it every morning, I figure it's a great way to start the day with laughing.
I love it.
So I start the day every morning. It's on while he's kind of getting dressed and moving around. I brush my little dog when I'm watching the show. So I figure it's a, what could make me happier? I start the day, I'm laughing, and he kind of watches it. And occasionally, if there's nothing, if I've got all the shows that I want to watch and there's nothing he wants to watch, I'll say, well, I have Comics Unleashed. And he'll say, okay, put it on. Also, the ice skating. I can get him to watch. I love ice skating.
Me too. During the Olympics, it's awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And I watch all the, you know, the four continents, and I watch the U.S., you know, the U.S. skating champions, and I watch the Europeans. I just love the skaters. Again, I marvel at how these people work all year. And it comes down to 5 minutes of composure and managing your anxiety, because one, like Nathan, I'm going to block his last name, Nathan Chen, when he was skating at the Olympics. Now, this guy can land four quads in a program all the time, seamlessly, impeccably. He got to the Olympics, and he was just flip-flopping. It was incredible because of the nerves and the pressure. And you sit there, and you watch these people who are just so committed. One of the pairs, the dancer, she had fallen on her head, literally got a concussion, finished her skate. They took her off the ice for about 8 weeks, came back, and they won the championship. So I am awed by commitment, dedication, struggle, you know, all of that. And so occasionally when the skating comes along and I've got like 3 hours of skating that I'm never going to get to watch, I'll say, well, I have the pairs. You like the pairs. So
you made such a good point, though. It's like they prep for so long for 5 minutes. It's like the same thing with all the talent shows. It's like they're prepping for months. They have 1 minute to get the all the judges' attention and the audience. You know, it's crazy. It's so true, though.
And, you know, as a therapist, one of the things that I do is help people learn how to recognize their anxiety and manage their anxiety, keep it in check so that they can harness it in a positive way to make it work for them, as opposed to when anxiety is not managed, it's just disruptive. It's like being able to tune in a radio station to your station and then you hear great music. That's when your anxiety is working for you. And when it's just all over the place, it's complete static and you can't hear a thing and it's nothing but disruptive and, you know, problematic.
Right.
And so everybody, every athlete, every musician, everybody who's performing, everybody who's sharing, when I used to teach, it was all about, and working with my patients, it's about helping people learn how to manage their anxiety, because then you can go into the zone where you just perform. Mm-hmm. Then your anxiety, then you just get the music.
Right.
That the, you don't have the static. So I'm fascinated watching how people really, not only, because there are so many talented people in the world, my goodness, if you watch one season of American Idol, you say, like, right, there are 500 people that could win.
It's
you
so
know,
true.
How do you
it's crazy.
Somebody?
I know.
But it's not just the talent. It's the combination. It's the talent. It's the stamina. It's the ability to take command and manage the anxiety and use it to give your best performance. So I find all of that, you know, really just compelling.
No, I totally do. I love how we went on this whole ramp about all of this. It's so, so true, though, all of it.
Yeah, and, you know, you and I, it sounds like we are very much in sync. Maybe you want to come and stay with me instead.
I know.
We could watch all our favorite shows.
Oh, my God. I'd be all about it. I love SVU, too. That's totally one of my regulars.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a please. I've been watching her for years.
And, me, too.
And, when Chris Maloney used to be on.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Terrific. Oh, my God. Right. Love it. Love it. Dr. Greer, we'll have to have a TV show date. We're going to plan it.
Absolutely. I'm all in.
Me, too. I love it. So, you know, this actually is very relatable to me, this next topic, but I had a long-distance relationship for a very long time before I moved in with my now husband. What are suggestions you have for people that do long-distance relationships for Valentine's Day? What is a common thing now that are trending? How can they make it enjoyable for themselves?
Well, you know, again, I think while the one thing with distance is that you simply can't have the physical experience together.
Right.
You can't physically touch. But you can certainly touch each other's heart and soul with the words you say and the time you spend and the thoughtfulness if you sent a card or you've sent a gift to your partner, you know, if in terms of what you share with them, how special they are, what they mean to you, you know, anything like that. If you do something, you know, to make up a list of here's what I plan for us in the next 2 months, how does that work so that you're planning future time together? And just staying connected through the day so that it's a day where maybe instead of talking once, you talk twice. Instead of talking twice, you talk three times or you FaceTime. Whatever it is, that you make sure you connect in a way that is meaningful to both of you.
Right. It's so true. And I also feel like, because especially I can speak from the experience, but I remember my husband and I would like plan out, that was a really valid point, like planning out things to look forward to because, you know, Valentine's Day is in the middle of the week. It's not always convenient for people that live in different states or farther away, you know? So.
Right. And so what you do is you say, look, we're not going to have a Valentine dinner, but we're going to have a Valentine date and pick the date, you know, when you're going to be in together. We'll have our Valentine date at such and such time, or we'll have a Valentine weekend.
Right. You know, exactly.
You know, so that for people who, you know, you have a birthday celebration and the weather's bad, you say, you know what, we'll celebrate your birthday next Saturday so that it doesn't always have to be.
On the day. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I'm so glad you brought that up because I feel like especially when you're younger and dating, there's so much pressure for some reason about it. I remember especially when I was like a little younger because everybody was like, oh, my God, I'm doing all this for Valentine's Day. It's like, is it that big of a deal? Like celebrate on Saturday, like figure out what works for you. So.
Exactly. And that way, once you make it special, or as Simon Cowell would say, once you make it your own, you take ownership and it's going to be a celebratory occasion.
Very good. Very good point. Love that. Love that analogy. So, okay, what are five things? I know we kind of talked a lot about the chivalry things that to bring it back, but what are five things people can do every day to keep their, you know, their intimacy up and rising and, you know, to keep the Valentine's Day go all year round?
Well, again, it, you know, it bears repetition because it gets so often lost in, you know, the mundane and the multiple responsibilities that people are dealing with that are just assumed, well, you'll take the kids and I'll deal with the garbage, but express the appreciation, express the gratitude, acknowledge, and all of that is packaged with a thank you, or that was really helpful, or I'm glad I can count on you. Acknowledge your partner, say something positive, express your gratitude. That's worth its weight in gold. Believe me.
I totally agree with that. What do you feel? I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm just going to say that. Yeah, go ahead.
The reason it's such an antidote is because so many times people are so quick to say what they don't like or what you didn't do. So people go through the day peppered with blame by their partner. You forgot to do this. Oh, you didn't pick that up. I thought you were going to do it. You told me you were all of that critical, negative, you know, blaming what you could have done, what you should have done, what you didn't do. And people are like, but I didn't know and you didn't say it, back and forth. So for the things that you do get right, the things that are meaningful and pack punch, acknowledge. Put it in words, put it in action.
Right. That is so, so true. Such good points, Dr. Greer. It's always so fun to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. And it's always so much fun to talk with you.
I know. We always have great conversations. We really, really do. So if there's any form of relationship advice that you want to give today for the singles, can you give any inspiration to our singles that are listening?
Yes, absolutely. You know, rather than making Valentine's Day about being a minus because you're minus a partner at the moment or a date at the moment, turn it into a plus and look at the people that you love, the friend that you can go to dinner with, the mom that you're glad that you can call her and have a meaningful, you know, a good conversation. The person that you love, it doesn't have to be a significant other because any other in your life that you love is significant. So let them know it and show it. get your girlfriend, get your sister, get your brother, get your mother, your father, whoever that heart love for you is, you know, your person, get them a Valentine's card and or make sure to give them a Valentine call.
Yeah, great inspo. It's so true. And I honestly, like, as long as you're happy with yourself, you're going to attract all the right things in your life, right?
Absolutely. Positivity begets positivity. Negativity drives away the positive.
So true. So true. So cool, Dr. Greer. Thank you so much again for always coming on and being so inspirational. How can everybody that's listening follow your show? When's your next show going to be on? And how can they follow you on social media and your website?
So if you go to www.drjgreer.com, you will see all the things that I'm up to with my shrink wrap on call. My doctor on call show is every Wednesday, 8 o'clock in the Pacific and 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. And it is at thehealthylife.net. I also do the shrink wrap news at 7, healthylife.news at 7, which is on every Monday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And so all of that is at healthylife.net. You can see the archived podcast at drjanegreer.com. And also I'll be doing a CBS News segment and a couple of other shows will be coming up. All of those are listed at drjanegreer.com.
So awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Greer. Always a pleasure to have you. And thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. And stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.